Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And the Carroll Police Department is asking the public for help to identifying the person in the photo on thumbnet.net. If you know this person, please contact Officer Brian Eschenbacher by email at brianeschenbacher@carrocity.net, or you can call or text at 989-233-6560. And as Huron County Commissioners were starting their first meeting of the new year on Monday, congratulations were given to Commissioner John Hunt. Hunt became a grandfather shortly after the new year started when his son Adam and daughter-in-law Serena welcomed the arrival of Percy John Hunt. The newest member of the Hunt family arrived at 5:35 p.m. on January 2nd. Although he didn't arrive on New Year's Day, little Hunt was Huron County's first baby of the new year. And the following cases were heard in Huron County Circuit Court on Monday, January 6th, in front of Judge Prill. Aaron Matthew Laycock was arraigned on charges of carjacking, second-degree tampering with evidence, and fourth-degree arson. He entered a not guilty plea on all counts. His bond will remain as previously set, and the case was remanded to district court for a preliminary examination. Laycock also appeared for a pretrial hearing on a separate charges, including use of a financial transaction device, larceny, larceny from a building, lying to police, and filing a false police report. Under a plea agreement, he will plead guilty to all charges, with the counts of using a financial transaction device and lying to police to be dismissed. He will be required to pay full restitution to the victim on all files. Sentencing is scheduled for March 9th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And James Thomas Nevels was sentenced on charges of assault on a police officer, habitual offender, third offense. Judge Prill commended Thomas Nevels for his role in helping save the life of a fellow inmate while incarcerated, which was considered during sentencing. He was sentenced to 18 to 96 months on count one, 18 to 48 months on count two, and 18 to 48 months on count three, all to be served concurrently with credit for 255 days already served. On a separate charge of assault on a police officer, habitual offender, fourth offense, he was sentenced to 307 days in jail with credit for 307 days served. Restitution in the case remains open at this time. When we come back from our M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This winter, make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on, even when everyone is inside and online. Experience smooth streaming, online gaming, HD TV, remote work, and more, all without buffering or interruptions. Cold weather means more time indoors, more devices connected, and bigger demands on your internet. M3 Wireless is built to handle it all. Our network is strong, reliable, and consistent, providing the speed and stability you need for everything from video calls and home office work to movies, music, and online gaming. Make the switch today. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties, delivering the service you deserve all year long. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all winter long in eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. Look, international news, new EMS partnership finalized in New York. The city of Jamestown has officially entered into a new agreement with All-Star EMS to provide emergency medical services through 2026 and beyond. This partnership, which originally began in 1988, was renewed following a comprehensive review of response times and service quality. The new contract includes provisions for updated medical equipment, and enhanced training for first responders. Local officials praised the agreement as a way to ensure stable and reliable emergency care for residents without increasing the city's operational budget. And in our international news, military spending surges while global aid declines. A new report from the United Nations highlights a concerning trend where global military spending has reached record highs in 2026, while official development assistance to poor nations has declined. The gap between defense budgets and humanitarian aid is now at its widest point in decades. UN officials warned that this shift could undermine efforts to combat global poverty and climate change. The report calls on wealthy nations to rebalance their priorities to ensure that the world's most vulnerable populations are not left behind during times of regional tension. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.